Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out with a little bit of good news tonight. As I predicted, the Ron Paul campaign has crashed through their goal of raising $500,000 by the end of this month. They started trying to raise the money on Monday, and it was immediately apparent that they were going to make it through the $500,000 well before the deadline.
I think it's indicative of the the Ron Paul campaign's surprise at how much support they have in general. I just don't think that they realize how many people out there support and how much. And it's a good thing. I mean, underestimate yourself is much better than overestimating yourself. So they got rid of it. They chucked the old $500,000 mark. And,
right, because they're now at $550,000.
Right.
And they have a full 3 days remaining.
Right. So they put up a million by the end of the month. And, you know, It could likely happen.
It can be done. Will they make it to a million? I'm going to say yes at this point.
Million is a lot of jack.
They've done an amazing job. The people behind the Ron Paul campaign, the supporters, the people that are out there just doing their own thing in support of Ron Paul, they're unpredictably awesome at doing what they're doing. Mm. The Ron Paul girl has come out with another video. I don't know if you've seen
this.
Oh,
no, I haven't seen
this. She's in a bee outfit this time.
What is a bee outfit?
Like a bee?
Bumblebee.
And she's looking good as always. So, people are out there doing their thing for Ron Paul, and they're getting views. The first video she put out, there's this thing on Metacafe, which is one of the YouTube-like sites. It's sort of like YouTube. I think if you go there and you search for Ron Paul girl, you'll find the video. But you can submit your videos to this producer rewards thing. And every time you get 1,000 views on your video, they pay you $5. She's already made almost $1,000 off of that Ron Paul girl video.
Wow.
Now, they only start paying you after you've made 20,000 views. So you hit 20,000, and then every 1,000 after that, you get $5 for 1,000 views.
Wow. Which, I hope she donates it to the campaign.
Whatever she does with it, pretty
it's
cool,
hers,
though. I mean,
well, I did a little Ron Paul activism today myself.
Did you? What's that?
Well, I've had Ron Paul signs in my yard, and they keep on coming up missing.
You've lost two now, right?
I've lost two signs, so I'm on my third.
Okay.
And
didn't you say you were going to electrocute the wires or something like that?
I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I think that was somebody's idea, and I don't want to hurt anyone with my sign, but at the same time, I'd like to keep it.
Thieves are the lowest of the low, though. Who cares if you hurt them?
I understand, but you know, it's not the level of elevation I'd like to go to.
Lowest of the low for nonviolent criminals. How about that?
Right. So, I put out a sign. It disappeared. I put out another one. I figured, well, it's a fluke, right? Well, that disappeared the very next day. I don't think it lasted an entire 24 hours. So this one I've taken and I put it right next to the porch. I put baling wire around it and wrapped it up real tight.
What is baling wire?
It's wire that you make bales out of. It's
you wrapped the sign to the porch, or
yes, it's attached to a column.
I see.
So it's through the little
So they have to cut the sign to actually remove it if they want
to. They'll have to to remove it. They'll have to cut the baling wire or cut the metal stand that the sign is on.
They can't just cut around the sign because it's a hard sign. It'd be pretty difficult.
It's one of the corrugated plastic ones.
Yeah.
But I've glued that to the stand that it's on. So
that'll show them.
Gorilla glue. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll make a mess of it. Maybe they'll stomp on it and tear it up. But at the very least, I've taken the next step.
Those things aren't cheap, by the way. I was looking because, as you may know, Julia, my girlfriend, is running for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire. I was getting quotes on some of those political signs today. They're like $4 a pop.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. And that's not even including the little metal stake. That's like another dollar. So it really adds up.
Yeah.
Anyway, good news. Ron Paul smashed through the $500,000 barrier, already over to $552,000. And last night when we were doing the show, they were behind $400,000. So they've made $150,000 in approximately 24 hours. That's just unbelievable. That's something that I don't think has ever happened in a libertarian campaign before. Ever.
Well, it's not a Libertarian campaign, it's a Republican.
He is a Libertarian, there's no doubt about it. He's called a Libertarian on the news, major media. He does not deny being a Libertarian. He embraces the word, and he points out every time that I can't run as a Libertarian. He says, I tried running as a Libertarian in 1988, and I learned that the rules are stacked against me, and they've gotten worse since then, because after Ross Perot got into the debates in 1992 and managed to pull away 19% of the popular vote, the Republicans and Democrats got it through their head real quick that they needed to tighten down ship, if you will, and restrict the third parties even further than they'd ever been restricted. So it's now even more difficult 20 years later to run a campaign as a third party than it was back then. So that's what Ron Paul's been saying this whole time is, you know, I don't want to run as a third party. It's too much of a hassle. And you just don't get, they don't pay any attention to you. It's hard enough for him to get attention as it is now, but it's getting easier as his popularity increases and the money that's rolling in increases. He was on the front page of the Boston Herald. I think it was today or yesterday, or the Boston
Globe.
Boston Globe, which that's a pretty big deal.
Yep.
And that's a major paper. So things are going well, and you can go to ronpaul2008.com if you want to contribute to their $1 million effort, which I'm going to predict, I'm going to say he's going to make it. Anyway, here's some other interesting news, which is a little confusing, but I felt like it's important to read this just because it's fascinating. Parallel universes exist, say a scientific study. According to the Press Association, parallel universes really do exist, according to a mathematical discovery by Oxford scientists described by one expert as, quote, one of the most important developments in the history of science.
So they discovered parallel universes through the use of math?
Apparently so. The parallel universe theory, first proposed in the 1950s by U.S. physicist Hugh Everett, helps explain mysteries of quantum mechanics that have been baffling scientists for decades, it is claimed. In Everett's many worlds universe, every time a new physical possibility is explored, the universe splits. Now, thinking about that, it's pretty mind-boggling. Like, Mark, you decided to come to work tonight, but in the parallel universe where you decided to not come to work tonight, you're laying around your house right now playing video games or something like that. That's as I understand what I just read.
I suppose that's the way it seems. I can't imagine. I didn't really make a decision as to whether or not to come to work tonight. I can't imagine what that Mark is like that would say, I'd rather stay home and play video games.
It's mind-boggling. If I'm understanding this correctly, again, they say every time a new physical possibility is explored, the universe splits. Given a number of possible alternative outcomes, each one is played out in its own universe. A motorist who has a near miss, for instance, might feel relieved at his lucky escape, but in a parallel universe, another version of the same driver will have been killed. Yet another universe will see the motorist recover after treatment in a hospital. The number of alternative scenarios is endless. It's a bizarre idea which has been dismissed as fanciful by many experts. But the new research from Oxford shows it offers a mathematical answer to quantum conundrums that can't be dismissed lightly, and suggests that Dr. Everett, who was a PhD student at Princeton University when he came up with the theory, might have been on the right track. Commenting in New Scientist magazine, Dr. Andy Albrecht, physicist at the University of California, said, quote, this work will go down as one of the most important developments in the history of science, unquote. According to quantum mechanics, nothing at the subatomic scale can really be said to exist until it is observed. Until then, particles occupy nebulous superposition states in which they can have a simultaneous up and down spin or appear to be in different places at the same time. Observation of the phenomenon appears to nail down a particular state of reality, in the same way as a spinning coin can only be said to be a heads or tails
at any given moment.
Once it is caught. It has to be caught in order to determine heads or tails.
Okay.
Until then, you can't really be sure. According to quantum mechanics, unobserved particles are described by wave functions representing a set of multiple probable states. When an observer makes a measurement, the particle then settles down into one of these multiple options. So, is it too confusing? Because I had to read this a couple of times.
I think I have, it's above what I can understand, but
they're saying that at some sort of subatomic level, once they are able to observe what's going on, the particle then settles down, then chooses an option, is basically what they're saying. Up until then,
I've heard this before, believe it or not.
Up until then, it was up in the air as to what was going to happen. It's very confusing, but very fascinating. Anyway, the science geeks are saying there are parallel universes, and they're created at every moment's decision, almost, is what it sounds like, or every time a physical possibility is explored, whatever that means. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, some of those features include the bulletin board system where There have been a bit of controversy recently. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with over 250,000 posts, over 1,700 people. But the controversy has surrounded the posting of unwanted images. Certain people apparently actually get paid to sit around on their job and, like, surf our website, which is pretty amazing. You know, they're at work and they're actually surfing around our site. But I guess they don't like having naughty pictures or gross, disgusting, gory pictures come up on their
screen.
I wouldn't
want them, period, but...
And so there have been some suggestions that have been made as far as how we can help users on our BBS avoid seeing things they don't want to see. And we already had the ignore feature, which you can ignore any user on the BBS. But now there's a new feature that allows you to just turn off pictures. So that way, if you want to still read what people are saying, because the ignore feature, you can't read what they're saying.
Can you turn on pictures individually, each picture?
No.
Okay.
You can just turn off all the pictures and not ignore anybody.
Quickly do that so that you can turn it on to look at a particular picture and then turn it back off?
No. It's just across the board, no pictures on the BBS. So that's just another option. If you don't want to use the ignore feature, that one's there now, and I'm about done installing options for you people. bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you're just talking about quantum mechanics and superpositioning. There was a movie out.
Yeah, things I know nothing whatsoever about.
Things we should not be talking about.
Well, there was a movie out a while ago that's probably on DVD, which you can call is called What the Bleep Do You Know?
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and it actually, in a sort of entertaining sort of way, it explains the superpositioning in quantum mechanics. But I think there's also a simple way. You ever lose your keys and went go looking for them?
Oh, who hasn't?
Yeah. Okay, and so all of a sudden you go back to where you thought you left them, and there they are again.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It slipped into an alternate universe for a little bit.
Now, wait, were the keys slipped into the alternate universe, or was your brain slipped into the alternate universe where you thought you'd put them in the alternate universe, but you'd actually put them in your universe?
That's where the possibilities are endless.
Well, when I lose things, I go and ask my wife where they are, and she always knows. Does that mean my wife rules the universe?
It could be.
At least a few of them.
At least yours.
I can tell you that much.
So, Robert, are you with the scientists on this story we were talking about, where they're saying that evidence now exists to prove that there are alternative universes?
I think where I am with it is where they talk about where we create our own day, where we create our own reality, I think. But also we have to remember that also other people are creating at the same time. And I think it's the more they did a study, which they talk about where they – in Washington, D.C., they just have 50,000 or 5,000 volunteers come in and just think positive thoughts about bringing down crime. And the crime rate went down, I forget how many percent. And when they asked the chief of police, you know, how could this get done before the experiment, he says, well, you need about 10 feet of snow before that would happen. But without the 10 feet of snow, crime rate went down. So I think we can, you know, in a way, influence people as long as we're doing it positively and not imposing our will on people, but for the greater good, I guess.
Are you basically suggesting that this, as science explores the concept of quantum mechanics, that we're seeing a sort of a mixing between science and sort of pseudoscience in the way, like metaphysics, that sort of thing, sort of the more conceptual ideas?
Well, it sounds to me like that is the truth a little bit. If the particle doesn't, if the particle hasn't decided what it's doing in the universe until you observe it, mm-hmm. It does sound that way.
Well, I had a teacher who taught shamanism, and he said the difference between science and religion, what held those two together, was metaphysics.
So how would a Christian interpret news like this? I mean, do you have a belief system at all, Robert?
Well, I have a belief system. I do believe that there is a Christ. I do believe that there is a power in the universe. I don't believe in what it's portrayed in most of the churches these days.
You don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? Well, that's really the defining point. I'll go ahead and tell you, I don't believe it.
Well, you know, there's a few irregularities in the story. So, but regardless of that, without trying to offend anybody, I do believe that, and I have and I've had my own spiritual experience where I was on the other side for a while, where you call it near-death experience. But
what did you do over there?
Basically, I learned and listened to what it is, to what the spirits were saying.
What was your body manifesting as on this other side? Did you sit in an easy chair and learn? And
actually, I didn't see a body per se. I didn't see my own body. There was nothing to reflect. But I do know that at the time when I was in my in this other world, that I was put into like this nexus of all these other spirits and sort of this blinding white light. But inside this sort of space where I was, I can see individual people.
See, I know, not you, and I'm
or spheres. I wouldn't say there were people. You can just say that it's some kind of other entity.
I feel like I'm on the Art Bell Show right now. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, who, by the way, is apparently coming out of retirement again. What is this, the 10th time in the last 10 years?
Art Bell is an artist driven by his art. I'm not kidding. Absolutely, Art Bell is one of the great broadcasters of our time. I don't know if he'll go down in history or anything like that, but he's one of the big boys out there, and he does an amazing program. And
well, didn't he get the award at this year's R&R seminar?
And he damn well deserves it.
Yeah, and that's going down in history.
And he didn't smoke a cigarette the whole time he was in there.
Well, I don't think you're allowed to smoke in there.
Well, Art Bell, though.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. Nigel in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, I just wanted to point out that What the Bleep Do We Know, the film, has absolutely nothing to do with science. It's just a load of metaphysical crap.
Well, okay. It's some fun metaphysical crap from what I understand. The people have seen it like it.
It was an entertaining movie, but if you think it's telling you about quantum mechanics, you're deluded.
Okay. So now, with that in mind,
I spend most of my time that way anyway. It doesn't really matter.
I personally have not seen this movie, so I can't comment. But with that in mind, how do you interpret this new scientific revelation that there are indeed, or at least some scientists believe there are indeed, parallel universes?
Well, that's not new, but I really don't know enough about physics to make a judgment on it. I do know that What the Bleep Do We Know has nothing to do with science, but, you know, when you present me two different scientific theories on a field that I don't know anything about, I'm not going to claim to know what to do. So.
All right.
Well, I think that the fact that the particles are sort of choosing their own states upon observation, to me, indicates a higher power.
Well, I don't know about that. Are the particles choosing their states, or are you choosing the state for the particle? I think
according to this theory, if it's the one that I've heard before, both happen, and you see one of them.
Interesting. It's just fascinating to me. I don't claim to know much about it, but I just find the idea very interesting, and thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231, that at all times, at any time a physical choice is made, there's a new universe that has opened up, and there's another path that's being followed simultaneously. It's fascinating. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, by the way, we give away, including the live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. AI, talking about, and I didn't really expect this to generate phone calls, but here it is. People calling in, they want to talk about quantum physics and metaphysics and how maybe the two are sort of crossing paths at this point. At least that's the way I've interpreted this story about the scientists now coming out and saying, some scientists now coming out and saying that there's evidence, in their opinion, of parallel universes. The existence of parallel universes that they allege are created at the moment you do something, you make a change physically, which I presume could mean make a decision, decide to do one thing versus another, that sort of thing. That's the impression I get. If I'm wrong about this, please correct me.
For me, it's dumbfounding to think there's
boggling.
Yeah, yes. There's 6 billion people in the world. If you think about just in 1 hour, how many decisions are made? Like, should I go to the bathroom or should I pee my pants? Mm-hmm. Should I go upstairs? Should I go downstairs? Should I eat something? Should I not eat something? Should I chew this food or choke on it? Just incredible amount of decisions that are made.
It just really points to the fact that there is so much that we don't understand about how the whole universe works. And will we ever get a grasp on it? I don't know. But it certainly is fun to learn. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Hello. I was just wondering, is this theory the same theory that is known as the string theory? And if not, how do they differ?
Because that's a question for an expert. Yeah, you're just talking to a couple talk show hosts, man.
Well, I'm hoping there's an expert listening.
There's a chance. There's a chance that one of our listeners knows a lot more about this than we do.
Well, that's the reason for my call. And
so your question is there a difference between quantum physics and string theory?
The string theory is quantum mechanics.
Ah.
And the one who took Einstein's theory and more or less proved it, moved it beyond where, before the string theory, the numbers just fell apart at a certain point. And with the string theory, the numbers were able to keep going, and I believe they are able to go back beyond the singularity.
You're losing me already, John, but hopefully someone who knows more will call in. Thanks for the call and the question. 800-259-9231, if you can answer that better than I. Again, there's news that's come out that has said that that parallel universes exist. How does that actually translate to real life, though? I mean, it's interesting to talk about. It's interesting to think about the idea that, well, if you didn't go out and do something, then that... If you decided to not do something that you were originally going to do, that there's some parallel universe where you're actually going out and doing that, what happens? How does it work with your consciousness? I mean, you don't know about yourself in the parallel universes, so
right. Here's what I don't understand.
How many selves do you have?
Well, it's
time play a factor? Because time is sort of, I mean, it exists, but it doesn't exist. There was a post on our BBS recently about time, which is very, very interesting, and once again, very scientific. But, you know, how does that play into it?
Well, when you think about, for instance, I've been upset at people. For instance, I've thought about beating you up.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do such a thing. Because I don't pick on skinny little guys, but no, I wouldn't like what the myself. I'm not going to go out and beat people up. I'm not going to beat you up because I disagree with you. So myself is different in this parallel universe because he would do it.
I don't know, man. It's really hard to understand. I mean, because there's so many different things that you could do at any given time. How are you supposed to? It's just you know what? We must sound like totally clueless. Even just trying to explore the idea.
Yeah.
I think we should move on to a
subject where we can talk about libertarian politics.
We'll talk about cigarettes. There's a cigarette surveillance program, but we're going to continue with your phone calls. Mac in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mac. Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, yesterday I was listening to the program, and someone brought up the Austrian theory of the business cycle, and I just wanted to clarify because he talked about it just being about a central bank. It's actually the fractional reserve system in whole, and that's why we experience the business cycle even if we didn't have a central bank.
That explains it. So you're suggesting that in the absence of a central bank, in the absence of, you know, government-controlled currencies, that that at that point then we'd very, very it'd be very unlikely to even really have a recession. Is that what you're pointing out?
Every time the government gets into business at all, though, regulation in an area of business, that can cause a business cycle, from what I understand from the economic point of view, that it's only a free market that will actually keep growth steady and continuing.
So a true free market is what we're looking to do to avoid future recessions, then.
Well, gotcha. Yes, most likely.
Thanks, Mac. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Yeah, there's a couple articles. I was going to came up in today's paper. News information come out about how Bush bullied countries into backing the war. Some document was released. I don't know if you heard about this. Bush's conversation with the Spanish prime minister before the war, and he said that these countries like Angola or others, Chile, Cameroon, they would lose financial aid if they did not support the war, and they would invade Iraq whether or not the United Nations authorized it.
Yeah, we were pretty much aware of that. They bribed the countries or threatened them, as you're pointing out, and in many cases, some bureaucrats in other countries got pretty wealthy because they decided to go along with this.
It's my understanding that actually Iceland has pulled out of the coalition at this point. They took their one guy home. Actually, they'll do so on the 30th of September. The one guy from Iceland will be leaving Iraq.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, it's usually just a handful of troops, if anything at all. If they're even providing troops, what I think they were looking for was just the countries to sign on and say, yeah, we're behind you, U.S. I think that's what they were trying to do, not necessarily to get troops there.
But there was something else, too, I heard on an earlier show today. They were saying that Saddam Hussein offered to surrender and the United States would not accept it. They wanted to go to war regardless.
Yeah, well, I believe it. I mean, they were talking about that before, I guess, wasn't Bush talking about that from the very beginning of his term? Wasn't there a revelation that came out from one of his, I guess, cabinet members or one of the guys in the White House came out and wrote a book and pointed out that George W. Bush, before September 11th, had been talking about invading Iraq. He wanted to, you know, finish what Daddy started or something like that. So, yeah, that's all pretty much come out at this point, Carl. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. But never hurts to reiterate or revisit, because Americans, they have a tendency to forget history. I watched another one of those videos recently, Mark, where somebody goes into the streets of America with a video camera and just approaches people and asks them questions like, who's the vice president?
I love those things. It just it amazes me that people don't know. But I know that at certain times, I've forgotten things, too. So I wonder how much of it is these people are just dumb, and how much of it is, oh, man, they caught him off guard with that question, that kind of thing. But I'd love to see one there's a tricky one that I thought of. If you have people point out Wyoming on a map of the United States, you put the states in there. Mm-hmm. But if you have them point out Wyoming's kind of tough because it's rectangular,
yeah,
just like Colorado, which is right next to it, and Utah's kind of rectangular-ish. Mm-hmm. It's out there in the rectangular state area. And I think that would be it'd be extra funny simply because it's hard to do.
Yeah, that would be difficult. And some people had trouble with... most people had trouble with the question about the defense secretary. I wouldn't have gotten it. It's not Donald Rumsfeld. It's some other guy named Robert Gates, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Everybody answered Rumsfeld. But the really interesting questions were, who's the vice president?
Mm-hmm.
A decent amount of people did not know.
Mm.
Also, when was 9/11? A significant chunk of people, over 30%, did not know. Very interesting stuff. How could you not know that one? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for pure conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and purchase some stuff at our store. Store.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more, all available to you at store.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's go and talk to Michael in Kansas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the quantum mechanics stuff you guys were talking about earlier.
Okay. Sure. Just to recap for anyone just tuning in, some scientists are saying that parallel universes exist, and it has to do with quantum mechanics. What was your comment?
I think one of the callers asked if this was related to string theory,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of is, because string theory is one of the attempts at coming up with the theory of everything, which is something that Einstein was looking for. It's
Can
like
you explain what that means? I mean, what is...
They're trying to connect I think there's 4 types of forces in science. There's the gravity and magnetism, thermodynamics, and then there's 2 nuclear forces, which work at the atom level. And so they're trying to come up with one theory that explains all of that instead of having 4 separate things with their own systems. And string theory is just, I think it's one of a few of trying to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were working out the math for it, they found out that it only works if there's multiple dimensions. So I think this, what they're working on right here, is they're trying to continue working on the math to try and figure out, you know, how many dimensions and how it works out and stuff like that.
So you're saying as they were looking into string theory, they figured it could only work if indeed there were parallel universes, and now science is showing that there is indeed evidence for parallel universes.
I think that's what they're going for. I think I haven't read the article that you guys were talking about yet, but it sounds like they were just using math to further prove it, right?
That's what they're saying, yes.
Because I think the controversial thing with science is that this stuff, they haven't been able to actually test it. So it's hard to have something that's actual science if you can't test it. So right now it's just a bunch of hypotheses and theories and stuff.
Right. How do you test a parallel universe?
Yeah, exactly. That's the hard part.
how can you tell how can you tell when one is created? And I mean, if you can create a parallel universe, can a parallel universe be destroyed?
Damn. I don't know.
These are the questions that I would like to have answers to. Anyway, any other thoughts, Michael?
Just one. I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet, but I was reading a Reuters article saying that some town in Germany has decided that the best way to improve road safety is to completely remove their traffic lights and stop signs.
Yes, and it's not the first European town that has done that. It has apparently been done to some success in, I think, an area of the Netherlands. I'm not positive on that, but yes, we did report on that, and I don't know what has happened since they've done that, but they have done it, and it's pretty fascinating. The basic theory being that if you aren't always telling people what they need to do, they're a little more cautious when they're driving, and they don't presume that they're automatically safe because they have a seatbelt on or because there's a sign telling them to turn left or a barrier on the side of the road as they're going around a cliff, that sort of thing. So they compensate for the danger by being more careful drivers.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Actually, a listener has IM'd me the nuclear forces that you were talking about are called cyclotron and tevatron. Does that sound right to you?
I think I just know them as the weak nuclear force, and I think it's called the strong nuclear force.
Yeah, that's the other thing they said.
There you go.
That might be different names for them. I'm not sure.
I suspect it's probably correct then, right?
Thank you for the call, Michael. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So lots to learn. And how will they test these devices? Or I mean, what devices will they create to test whether or not a parallel universe exists? I mean, this is funny, too. It's been an interesting week. We talked about time travel, I think, at the beginning of the week. And that was just because a caller called in and brought it up. And then a few more people called in to talk about time travel. And you know, the hypothesis was that you could travel back through time, but you couldn't change anything when you go back through time.
It seems ludicrous to me. If I step on a carpet, on carpeting, I've changed the direction that a carpet goes.
Yeah.
I've breathed air. I've turned, you know, ingested oxygen molecules and, expelled carbon dioxide molecules. I'm changing things just by being there.
If indeed it's true that every action creates an alternative universe, at least one of them,
right,
as the scientists are saying, how could they tap into that? I mean, they have to. That would be almost like time traveling, wouldn't it? Because you'd essentially be going into a completely separate reality. I mean, what time isn't necessarily a factor there because there'd be all kinds of things that would be different. And wow, it's mind-boggling. Just thinking about this, so many different individual things that you choose in your own life, there could be billions of separate universes just for your life alone, let alone the next five people that you encounter. Wow.
And if you were to go back in time, you know, there was the chaos theory where hurricanes are created by butterflies' wings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the song. But sometimes a hurricane could be created by butterflies' wings over in Japan or something like
sure,
that.
Sure,
a hurricane here in the United States.
Yeah.
Expelling oxygen is, you know, the equivalent of a butterfly flapping its little wings. If I breathe heavily while I'm in the past, I could create a hurricane over in the, you know, it's just
fascinating.
Yeah.
Strange, bizarre.
My mind clamps up.
I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel it sort of grinding to a halt. Like, you were not meant to comprehend this.
Right.
You cannot understand it, you little ant, basically. Right?
Well, mine being more vain than yours, mine's just refusing. It says, no, no, no. This must not be possible because I cannot comprehend it.
Well, you know, it is, it's difficult for us to even comprehend the universe we live in. I mean, what we occupy right now with its vast expanse up in, the sky and the universe and the Milky Way and the galaxies and the suns and all the different things that are out there. I mean, it goes off for infinity as far as we can tell. And so if you think about that and then apply it times infinity times infinity with all these infinite sub-universes and, I mean, are we? I don't even. Why are we even talking about this, Mark? I just feel like I'm showing my ignorance.
I think that the callers think it's funny as we expound on it, and therefore, they just keep on egging us on.
Well, one of the things I do like is the sort of the metaphysical concept of that you can indeed create what you want in your life. Now, you can't have it tomorrow, but you can pretty much make what you want for yourself happen. I mean, as long as you work towards it and you don't go and destroy things and kill people and that sort of thing. But you can bring almost anything you want into your life, success and the type of work that you want to do and everything. And I've certainly seen that happen in my life. Have you seen
what
that?
What you focus on grows right. Is a nice, simple little saying that works there. If you're focusing on it, it's going to grow.
Right. Well, it's not like watching the phone and waiting for it to ring. It's not quite the same thing. But
there's action involved.
Yeah.
I can make that phone ring by making telephone calls to clients.
Exactly.
Who are then, sooner or later, one of them is going to call me back. I can leave better or worse messages there, enticing them to call me back, and, of course, advertise on Free Talk Live in the process.
Right. I was watching this movie called The Secret recently, which sort of talks about...
Did you see The Secret?
Yeah, I saw The Secret.
I can't believe you would even watch that.
Have you seen The Secret?
Yeah, yes, I have the video.
I found it very interesting. I like that. I'm very interested in that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And
but The Secret almost says that there's a God. I mean,
it's kind of cheesy. And they sort of beat around the idea that you don't really have to... They talk about how you can have what you want, but they don't really focus on the fact that you need to go out and get it.
You know,
so
the secret is science of mind. That's absolutely... You know, the religion that I told you that I've sort of been... that's what I... the closest thing to what I believe...
Mm-hmm.
That's what science of mind is. You are a little piece of God, and you control the universe to some extent or another.
Right, but not necessarily any more than anybody else does, apparently.
It depends on how well you control, how focused you are in controlling the universe.
Unless, indeed, we are all really controlling our own universes, and we're constantly splitting off unlimited parallel universes with every decision we make. So this is why I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. What the hell do we know? We're just talk show hosts. But if you've got a comment, you're certainly welcome to make it. On the way, cigarette surveillance. You thought that the rules against cigarette trade and the taxes had gone high enough and the rules had become oppressive enough. Well, you thought wrong. Now they've got... Well, we'd already talked about the cigarette interdiction squad in New York City, but now it's moving out to Nashville, Tennessee. It's not... They're not calling it the cigarette interdiction squad, and they're not doing quite the same thing that the guys in New York City are doing, but we'll tell you about it because this could be coming to a town near you or a city near you. So look out if you're a cigarette smoker, at least. And if you're not a cigarette smoker, well, they could do it for fireworks or something else. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way unless we create a parallel universe and decide to stop doing the show or something.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.